Trust by Rosalind Wiley.
Right from the off, I was straight with her.
It was all bullshit.
Never been so open with a woman, so exposed.
All I'm saying is that if you put the truth in a lineup, he wouldn't recognise it, wouldn't pick it out.
I'm a straight kind of guy.
He went through my purse, thought I didn't realise.
I need someone I can trust.
He checked my receipts, tallied them against my bank statements, highlighted any discrepancies.
It's my money. I have a right to know where it's going.
I'm 8 months pregnant at this stage.
I'm not saying she tricked me. I wouldn't say that.
I am the size of 3 beached whales. I can barely make it from the sofa to the kitchen, and he's still checking what I spend and where.
She says she was taking precautions. Then I have to trust that, don't I? Accidents happen. But money doesn't accidentally fall out of the cash point.
My hormones are all over the place.
Trust is something you earn, like money.
He's going on and on about 40 quid that's missing from the joint account. So I say, yes, Steve, I spent the money on shagging some random bloke in a cheap B&B, which sort of shuts him up.
She's weeping all the time, like this wasn't what she planned.
I dream that the baby is born painlessly. I hold her to my breast. She knows instinctively how to feed. The nurses tell me I'm a natural. I dream she looks like me, just a little. I have dreams that she's stillborn, that she's defective in some way. My screams wake me up.
She wanted this baby. I would have waited.
I'm terrified something will go wrong. I try not to think about it, try to push all the hideous thoughts from my mind. But part of me...
Husbands and wives need to consolidate first before they... Before they start multiplying.
Part of me thinks, if it did, I mean, not that I'd want it to, I'm doing everything that I should be doing, but if by accident or fate or whatever, something terrible happened.
And she's crying and talking all this stuff about how she feels trapped in her own body.
Then, at about 9 months, I'm in mother care. I'm surrounded by all the pink pastel comfort of the baby grows. They're so tiny.
Going on and on about it.
I touch every single item in the store, the soft flannels and the lints, and I feel excited.
The wedding. 15 grand. That's an annual salary for some people. But if I mention that, then she looks at me like I'm tight. Because, and I'm not being horrible, but she can be a bit of a princess.
I have this sense that everything will be okay. For the first time since I saw the thin blue lines on that white stick, I am calm.
If things don't go the way she wants them to, then, well, watch out. That's all I'm saying.
She'll be a new beginning.
She gets this look. Disappointment.
This perfectly innocent ball of newness. She will be my ally. He will be outnumbered.
And the baby arrived, covered in shit and blood, like he'd been shat out.
They told me he was perfect.
Like primal shit.
I needed 25 stitches. They said they were proud of me.
She's still crying, complaining about being sore.
He wouldn't latch on, wouldn't take my milk.
I go out with the boys, a few beers. Wet his head.
Screaming hungry, refusing to take anything from me.
We end up in this lap dancing club. It's Terry's idea. I wouldn't normally, but it's a special occasion.
I looked at him. His tiny fingers. Smaller than my thumbnail. And he looks miserable.
The women are rough. And the place. Well, it's not sexy like you'd think. I mean, how aroused can you get surrounded by a bunch of piss blokes?
I look and look and look.
Terry's like, ha, 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 you'll never sleep again. Ha, ha, ha. Slapping me on the back and saying to me, ha, 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 this'll be your last night out for a while. Ha, ha, ha.
There's not a single feature that looks like mine.
Ha, ha, ha. No more sex for you, mate.
I do eventually fall asleep like a bird. One eye open, half my brain still awake, watching him.
Not till she wants another one! like she tricked me onto a conveyor belt.
The nurse laughs when I tell her.
Ha, ha, work! Ha, ha, breed! Ha, ha, die! Terry says, and then he adds, ha, 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 I'm not going to bother getting married, me. I'm just going to find a woman I hate and give her half me house. Ha, 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 saves time.
She says, welcome to motherhood. You'll never be completely relaxed ever again.
Ha, ha, I'm joking! Ha, ha, lighten up, mate! I say, Terry, you're a dick. 'Cause he is.
Steve comes to visit.
The baby squealed.
His eyes glance over him.
Well, one baby's very like another, isn't it?
Like he's guilty of something.
They all look like Churchill, apparently.
Can't forgive himself for something he hasn't done yet. He didn't want this child. This child is not wanted.
It's later that they take their own form, their own shape and face.
He says very little. I say even less.
I want to tell her something. I can't find the words.
We can create a child, but we can't even make small talk. I can smell stale beer and smoke on his breath. I feel sick just looking at him.
They do Newcastle United baby grows. I don't know why I say that.
It's been 36 hours since I brushed my teeth. I can taste decay in my mouth.
Back home, I start clearing out the back room. Making space. Wouldn't do it before. Thought it might be bad luck. I didn't want to jinx anything.
Midsummer and the rain is filthy. The weather is what my mother would call all kittens and puppies.
It's good to have a project. Something practical. Something that I can do. It's all been her. Her appointments, her body changing, her fears, her baby. But with a paintbrush in my hand, I feel for the first time useful. I choose baby blue. I know it's old-fashioned, blue for a boy, but you know, I don't think the problems of the world boil down to your choice of Dulux emulsion.
His little hands are clenched at his side.
In IKEA, I pick out a racing car bed. A cartoon duvet cover. Fill a yellow sack with cuddly toys.
He has these miniature fists already?
At the counter, I find myself telling the checkout girl all the details about him. His weight, possible names. She likes Frankie. Me too. She smiles. I push the trolley out to the car and start packing all the kit into the boot. Everyone passing me smiles. They see all this newborn kid stuff and they smile. Before, I was invisible. Now it's like I've joined something. I'm a dad.
His face screwed up, his hands clenched, a proper little man.
The room looks all right. And the doing of it, the making of this room for little Frankie, it's been, what's that word they use on the TV? Cathartic, yeah. Putting up the shelves, assembling the bed. Yeah, it looks all right. Never had my own room as a kid. Always shared. But this time around, I have a chance to make things different for Frankie.
A little bastard like his dad.
It's like my brain's been unfrozen. Everything seems clearer. I've been so scared. Scared that I'd lose her.
Checking up on me all the time, but not making any effort. Like I'm an old toy he doesn't want to play with. But he'd break me before he'd share.
But now, I can see that it's a simple road back. That I need to tell her, make things right. Flowers and apologies, that's all it takes. That's all it ever takes.
Sometimes I take money from the cash point. Maybe 10, maybe 20, maybe even as much as 40 quid sometimes, And I rip it up just to spite him.
I've been holding her so tight. It's like she's been too close to see. I can do more. I can change. I'm gonna change.
He thinks he's a reasonable bloke, thinks he's a new man. He's not.
Who cares about a few poxy quid anyway? It's not important.
It starts as a simple thought. It's in my head, I think. It's only in my head. I wouldn't actually do it.
I clean out the car. I want everything to be perfect. I want to show her how I've changed.
So why do I have my nail scissors in my hand?
Stop for flowers on the way.
He should be a girl.
I'm wearing this Abercrombie & Fitch t-shirt that I know she likes.
I wonder if he'll scream. What deadly noise will shriek from his tiny lungs?
I look in the mirror in the lift.
I thought she would be mine, but he would be Steve's.
I look smart. I'm a dad. I'm a husband.
I could change everything.
For the first time in my life, I truly feel like a man. I have a wife and a child. A son. Nothing can hurt me.
You should have been a girl. I say it to his tiny face. I say it over and over and over. Until his baby grow is soaking wet with my tears.
Trust was written by Rosalind Wiley and performed by Jill Dello and Philip Hoffman. It was directed by Helen Ferguson and produced by Degna Stone for the Life Theatre Underwriters Project. The recording was produced and directed by Rachel Cochran for ListenUpNorth.com.